for the next 5 hours. Emmanuel Barbari with you. Hope you're braving the snow. And noticeably, the wind whipped it. It was pushing me around as I walked into the studio, so it's officially getting real. But hope you're not out there, but inside, staying safe. Emmanuel Barbari with you until 5 o'clock. We brave it together. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. 888-808-1019. We're in that mode where it's supposed to be brightening up. We're supposed to be getting to that time where the spring training optimism abound feel could filter its way into our parts, into our area. But we're not feeling it yet. Seeing the shadow, yada, yada, yada. Winter is extending on, but I can brighten up. You can brighten up internally, and we can forget the weather exists and start to think about some sunshine here. Let's imagine that for a moment. Let's think about baseball, sunshine, expectations, optimism. We don't need to let yet another snowstorm, this one build historic for a good reason. We don't need to let that bog us down. 888-808-1019. On my way in, I was thinking about expectations. I was thinking about sunlight. I was thinking about optimism. And it brought me to the spring training home opener and watching Aaron Judge casually, seamlessly, hit two home runs. Like it's no problem conquering and owning any level of pitching in the sport. First game back, wham, bam, ready for the WBC, ready for the season, let's go. And it had me thinking, how much longer will we all have the luxury? Will we all have the great fortune? Will we all have the privilege? And can we all be grateful to watch Aaron Judge perform at this clip? How much longer do we realistically have? And I've been wrong about this, just thinking it through. Every season thinking it through, I've been wrong about this at least three times. I'm perfectly comfortable admitting that. You think about it. After 2022, when we all watched Aaron Judge put together this historic walk year, do the unthinkable, betting on himself and setting the American League record in home runs, 62, and not just 62, but across the board, the hitter he was that year. The first of now three MVPs in his last 4 years. When we watched that, when you watched it, when I watched it, did we honestly expect that Aaron Judge would ever come close, like even remotely close, to that level of production again? We had to appreciate it in the moment. So I've been wrong three, four times since then about this level, this sustainability. Like, how much longer are we going to be fortunate enough to watch Aaron Judge, prime Judge, against this caliber of pitching? Just seamlessly go 310, 320, 55, 60 home runs, like it's another day at the office, another day at the park. It's incredible what we're watching. And that leads me every single time to wonder how the Yankees can maximize the modern day Mickey Mantle. How can they do it? Because how much longer do we have? Now, I've been wrong three or four times. We've all, for the most part, probably been wrong three or four times. We didn't expect Aaron Judge to still be doing it at this level. We expected him to be good. We expected him to be a star, superstar, not immortal level good. 4 years running. Could this be the last year that we watch this modern-day Mantle go out there, and not with struggle, not with a lot of trials and tribulations, but casually, seamlessly, hit above 300 at a league where nobody hits 300. Improve as a hitter, which he's done every single year. Hit his 50 home runs, drive in his 120 runs, and play all-world outfield. Could this be the last year we see that? I try to be realistic with my expectations, even though I'm trying to, you know, get rid of the negative thoughts. I'm trying to get rid of the winter thoughts, the snowstorm thoughts, and, you know, think about expectations and sunlight and be optimism abound. But I got to be realistic. Could it be? I put nothing past this guy. But at 34 years old, come the end of April, 34 years old, you know, physics and math and science would tell us this is not going to go on for that much longer. So that has me thinking. We're beyond the appreciation element. We're beyond the, okay, let's soak it all in aspect of this. If you haven't done that, if I haven't done that, we deserve to be reprimanded at this stage. We're beyond that element, but we just have to start thinking. How do the Yankees maximize Aaron Judge and what could be the final year, 2 years, 3 years max, even if he's a really good to great player for the next 5 years running? Any of these years, this one could be the last time we see him at this superhuman level. And as I think expectations, that's what pops into my mind. Watching him at two home runs. It's an eye blink. You pick up where you left off. You flip two home runs out there. Like it's nothing. And all I can think, when will be the final time? When will be the ultimate conclusion of this unthinkable peak? Not good production, not being a good player, not being a fixture in the middle of an order, being all-time great. Let's just take the last 4 years where I've been wrong, you've probably been wrong, about the probability of Judge replicating it. Let's just take the last 4 years. His 162-game average is 59 home runs. Over the last 4 years, 59. His OPS is 1,100 on average. We're not talking about a hot 2 week stretch. We are talking about seasons of immortal production. And again, if you're not appreciating it yet, if you're numb to it, if I'm numb to it, that's our problem. That's an us problem. But how much longer? How much longer will we see the peak? Not really good, not great, not among the greats, the greatest we've ever seen. How much longer is that going to happen? And how do the Yankees maximize that? Because when we talk windows, and you can join the show at 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019, that's the window. That's the window we're talking about. However long Aaron Judge has at all world production, that's the Yankees' true window. It's not to say they can't win in other ways. It's not to say they can't restructure the team over the next few years. But Judge at 34 years old, Stanton at 35 years old, Cole at 36 years old, a time ticking on this Judge, not any Judge, this Judge, and how many seasons we have left of that. Could be one, could be two. That's the window. So it has me almost excited by the uncertainty, right? You're going into a year. I understand the offseason wasn't guns blazing. It wasn't go out and improve at all costs. It was, okay, we were pretty good last year. Didn't get the end result. We were pretty good last year. Got lapped by Toronto. This offseason was leaning into the merit of keeping a nucleus together, quote, running it back, and seeing how they can grow together. It didn't make the headlines. It didn't make the juices flow as any of us would have expected. But it can work. So knowing that that clock could be winding down on this Judge, not being a great player for the next 5 years, because he probably likely will be a great player for the next 5 years, but being this version of Aaron Judge. Yeah, I'm excited by the uncertainty of what the season will bring. You got to capitalize. The time is now. And running it back could be the solution. Everyone familiar with one another. You take a page out of the team that beat you, their book from last year, the Blue Jays barely changed, and they were significantly better. Can you improve internally? Can guys, now knowing their roles going into the season, take it and run with it? Can not moving Jazz around throughout the season, locking him in at second base in a walk here, 50-50 expectations, can that be a benefit? Can Volpe coming back healthy, not necessarily offensively, but defensively, be a benefit? Having a actual third baseman for the full season be a benefit? Having Goldschmidt mentoring Rice be a benefit, because now he knows the role truly that he has going into the year. Not to be the starting first baseman of this team. It's to be a situational hitter, veteran leader in the clubhouse, bring along Ben Rice. Can Ben Rice's growth, Austin Wells, an X factor of this team, off a down second year, can he move the needle? The outfield is the outfield. The Yankees truly ran that back. Can their familiarity be a benefit? And now Giancarlo Stanton, knowing his actual routine, 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 1 day off, not give you 140, 145 games, but be a factor front to back. The uncertainty of the season, because it could work to the nth degree, it could not. It's exciting amidst all the negativity, because we don't know. We don't know how much longer this Aaron Judge is going to be in our lives. We don't. No one has a crystal ball. No one knows what it'll turn into. I'm not even going to say just good, just great. Because right now it's beyond that. It's so far beyond that. It's we've never seen this before territory. 4 years running. And how do you capitalize on that? How do you do it? The lineup growing together, doubling down on the pitching, which the Yankees clearly have, finding new solutions out of the bullpen. You know, this team, despite getting lapped by Toronto, and they got embarrassed by Toronto last year at every turn, this team was right there. And now what do they do internally to improve? To make sure that they don't let this opportunity slip away. That opportunity is there with an all-time great who many living fans watching right now, if not most living fans, will go back and say, that's the best I've ever seen. That guy's yours. You still have his peak, his prime. in front of you. We don't know for how much longer. The uncertainty of that is a little exciting. Let's see what this team can go out and do. Let's see how it gels. Because down the stretch, until they ran into that piece of the puzzle they could not figure out in Toronto in the postseason, they appeared to have the answers. They appeared to have found the right mix and balance and depth and formula with the moves they made at the deadline, becoming less one-dimensional, adding even more athleticism, more speed, more defense, more pitching, solutions at the back end of the bullpen. You know, it was coming together, and we got a very small whiff of it. Surrounding Aaron Judge with probably the most balanced team he'd had. You know, you go back to 2017, his burst upon the scene moment and season. There had never been a team as deep balanced top to bottom with the armor and the pitching staff, Judge at the level he's playing, the way he was complimented in the lineup, not just 1 through 4, but 1 through 9. There had never been a team quite like the whiff we got late last year. And we only got a very small sampling of it. And they ran into the team that was simply better last year in Toronto. We'll have to see if that repeats, but they ran into the team that was better. That's how the season ended. But the front office is thinking, we can lean into that team that had something going. There was that feeling late in the year that things were coming together, that they didn't have the right components. You know, the uncertainty of what this year will bring and not knowing how much longer we have this version of Aaron Judge, yeah, you could look at it as a negative or just excitement and positive. It's a complete blank canvas with this group that we don't truly know. We don't truly know the ceiling of. Saw a lot of positives down the stretch last year. Saw an abrupt ending, a bitter ending. But we don't have the full sample size of this team and how it works together over 162+. We don't yet. It was pretty newly assembled with the deadline moves and some guys coming into their own. And the pitching staff and the bullpen, which has more pieces on the way this year, goes without saying. Elephant in the room, Gerrit Cole. Yeah, the uncertainty of what this season will bring, I'm looking at it as snow falls again. It's still winter. You know, there weren't the earth-shattering moves that everyone would have liked to see made. It didn't happen that way. That uncertainty can be looked at through a positive lens about what this could be. My first thought, though, as spring training games began and Aaron Judge casually flips out 2 more home runs, like the season didn't end, it was just an extension. How much longer do we have this? How much longer do we actually get to see this version of him? It's fascinating because this 4-year stretch, we haven't seen before. And it can tick down at any moment. You can't take it for granted. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. 888-808-1019. Expectations, we're gonna shed some sunlight. I actually, with the snowstorm, and we're in late February, and we're trying to get infused with energy for this season, I want to go with dives into some of the guys who can make or break this season for New York baseball. We'll get that on the way. You call it our X factors in this town. We'll hit that one lingering factor no one wants to discuss with this Yankee team that can make all the difference. That's straight ahead, plus your calls at 888-808-1019. Hope you're staying safe. It's a historic, labeled historic, snowstorm, and it's just developing. But we're doing it together. Emmanuel Barbari until 5 o'clock on The Fan.